clears this all up. I hope it does. Okay, today is July 21st, 1978, and I'm here at Oxbow with Ed Paschke, Chicago painter. My name is Dennis Berry, and we're going to talk about Ed's life and career. And so I guess what I'd like to start off with is I'd like to know something about your family environment. What kind of family and situation were you born into and raised in?
Well, he's one brother, and born in Chicago. And I guess you would say it was like middle to lower middle class family background. Father was a driver for a bakery for many years, and was drafted at the end of World War II. And when he came back from being overseas, he just couldn't resume his life as it formerly was, so we moved to a farm in Wisconsin, which was kind of an abrupt change for all of us. And it came at kind of an ideal time in my life, in that it exposed me to the wilderness. Mm-hmm. You know, coming from the city, I wasn't used to at all. And it provided me with a lot of nice memories. I think it was a fairly normal childhood. I think I spent a lot of time by myself. My brother and I both. I think I became interested in art at a relatively early age. As near as I can piece together, one of the reasons being my father, who his way of interacting with my brother and I was to periodically, make things out of clay. We'd all sit around and make things. And mm-hmm. When he was away in the army, he'd send letters back home, and the part that was intended to communicate with the children was in the form of little cartoon-like drawings of things that were going on in his life and so forth. And as a result of all of that, I kind of got turned on to the idea of making things visually. And so when I, in school, when there was an art project to be done and so forth, I invariably, it was a kind of a thing that I would get positive reinforcement for, because maybe I did it a little bit better than the parents, because I'd done it more and so on. And I couldn't wait for the next opportunity to get this kind of positive reinforcements. And so my whole involvement with art, I can trace back to those kinds of early beginnings. Other than that, we never really had very much money, but we never really were starving, But it was fairly comfortable, fairly normal existence.
Did your family drag you to museums or anything like that?
Well, we made the usual trips to the museums, field museums, science and industry, and the art institute, and all that. But nothing excessive. Mm-hmm. Just a kind of a general sampling of this is like this, that's like. It was nothing that was done with any degree of regularity.
Mm-hmm. And were there any members of your family other than your father who were sort of artistically inclined? Was there a great uncle who was a painter or something?
No, I think his brother took, for a time, flirted with the idea of becoming a professional cartoonist. Hmm. Went to some cartooning school for a while.
Oh, okay.
But that was really it. I remember being sick to some extent as a child and spending a lot of time in bed, staying at school and looking through old set of encyclopedias we had, looking at a lot of pictures. And as I say, spending a certain amount of your time alone, which causes a child to invent kind of a fantasy world. So I always kind of liked the idea of being alone and making it my own universe of things to occupy my time.
Could you draw?